Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting.
RSS, XML, what is that? Podcasting, you just wanted a new toy. Untrue. All this stuff is cool, and it can change K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of these podcasts, I'm the director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. Hey, these podcasts, well, they're an audio archive, and my adventures in bringing RSS and podcasting to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Welcome back to Adventures in Podcasting. This is episode number 116, and this is actually take four, but you don't know that through the magic of Audacity. Hey, it's July 27th, 2008, and the summer is coming quickly to a close here. Nonetheless, I got a few things to talk to you about since the last time we spoke. Or I should say I spoke, since it's kind of a one-sided conversation. But in the show, as always, we've got PUSD podcasting updates, followed by PUSD RSS updates, RSS and podcasting tools, and finally, other items worth mentioning. So on that note, I'm going to find something to put in the middle while I take a swig of Sody Pop, and I'll be back. Alrighty, you know, the summer's just about over out here for us. It's going to be 100 degrees for another 60 days, I think, but nonetheless, school's fixing to start in about 2 weeks. And in the past 2 weeks since I talked to you, you know, I've been doing a lot of different things, and none of it is nearly even close to being related to podcasting as much as I'd like, but that's okay. Some things are still going on. And a week ago, not this past week, but the week prior to that, I actually had an oddball one. I had a gal in class, you know, several weeks back when I had the podcasting class, and this young lady came in. Actually, we traded probably about 15 emails, and she was just having a time actually posting her podcasts on her podcast server, which is absolutely bizarre. And I tried it on my laptop at work. In fact, I logged in with her ID, tried it on my laptop, no sweat, tried it on my home machine, no sweat. And she came into the office, and we sat down in the lab, and she could upload from there, too. It was the darndest thing. And so at any rate, yeah, that was just kind of a challenge. I haven't heard back from her. What we ended that with was to uninstall iTunes and reinstall iTunes and see if that was going to make a difference. Now, you're probably thinking, what does one have to do with the other? And I would agree with that thought, too, other than the fact that I realized, probably 6 months or so, when I was trying to upload something for the superintendent on his machine, he didn't have iTunes, and we struggled and struggled and struggled, and we kind of narrowed that down. So, but the good news of this whole story, or I guess the moral of that entire story, is she left that class excited, went home and installed everything to make podcasting happen, and she was trying to get it done at home. And I think that's just absolutely wonderful. So, good news there. Also, I had an email just this past week from a high school teacher who is wanting to use podcasting in her class. And, this is always cool for me. And basically what she's looking for is to get me to come out and do a workshop with her students in the electronic classroom. And I asked her to make sure she had headphones and everything. Otherwise, I can probably take some out of my room, out of my lab. Unfortunately, I can't leave them out there. So I'm trying to get her dialed in on equipment that she's going to need, and with the idea that the kids will go in and do some podcasting themselves. So that'll be kind of fun. Actually, it'll be really fun. You know, one thing about it, working with the kids is much, much quicker because they get this stuff. It's kind of frightening, but nonetheless, they do get it. So I think that's kind of cool. And, you know, maybe this thing is finally picking up, but I guess time will tell on that one. Also, I had a meeting with the superintendent, Dr. Santarelli. Hi, Frederica. Say hi.
Hi.
Frederica came in for a soda pop to be open. Okay, Daddy's doing his podcast. That's a dramatic pause there. At any rate, I had a meeting with superintendent this past week, and at the end of that meeting, I asked him if he was planning on continuing to do his podcast. As you may know, in the past, he had been doing a podcast to the staff, and he had done a couple to the community. And unfortunately, my partner in crime with What's Hot in Peoria has left the district. He went to a district next door, and that would be the PR director. And since Jim's gone, I was concerned, or I still am concerned, about Dr. Centerelli continuing on, since once that got going, Jim kind of took the reins on it, and everything was happening behind the scenes, which was really cool for me. Unfortunately, I don't have a new PR director yet, so I asked the question, are you still going to do this, Dr. Centerelli? And he said he's still intending to do that, so I think that's cool. And I look forward to that process continuing on. I think that's got a lot of, it carries a lot of weight when superintendent's doing it. That's just about the best thing I can say on that. And also, really interesting, I got a complaint, darn it for taking some time off, but I got a complaint that the board meetings weren't up fast enough. And, you know, I've been posting the board meetings as podcasts and videocasts for, a little over a year now. And, you know, I always wondered if people were really watching those and things like that. But it was fascinating that I got the complaint third party, which was good because I really don't like to be yelled at head to head. Nonetheless, I got a complaint that it wasn't up fast enough. So, you know, shame on me for taking some vacation time and not getting one of those meetings up online. But nonetheless, that does mean that people are watching those and listening to those. So that's kind of cool. So that's not too bad. And I guess that's pretty much what's been going on with podcasting. You know, it is summertime. And so with that note, I'll kind of mark it here. We're at 6 minutes and 30 seconds, and we're going to move into RSS updates for the district. And, you know, oddly enough, I got something to say, which, again, revolves around board meetings. And, you know, I've been kind of spoiled here lately because the tools I've been using with podcasting in the district have built-in RSS feeds, and they kind of take care of it for you. And then when I moved Adventures in Podcasting over to WordPress using the PodPress plugin, it's taking care of all that that RSS stuff for me. But nonetheless, I've got several feeds in the district that are still done the old-fashioned way. Well, not quite the total old-fashioned way. There's a GUI interface to help me do those, but nonetheless, I have to actually run a piece of software to update those XML pages. And it was interesting because they are so in tune to RSS, at least they are. Some of them are so in tune to this in the district office that when the agendas go out for board meetings, they need to make sure that stuff gets over to me and gets updated. And again, I was out of town, so everybody got kind of excited. Oh no, how's this gonna happen? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But they didn't realize I had my laptop with me, so on that one, I could take care of it where I was. But the fact that they're aware of the fact is a very good thing. So, got a timeout here. Hi, Spokey. You can say something. Say hi to everybody. She's shy. Got a question? Go ahead and ask me. I'll edit it out. What do you want?
No, ice cream.
Not right now, but thank you. I lied to her. I'm not going to edit it out, but hey, that's okay. That's the first time I've got that kid on recording since she was little bitty. And, man, I guess I'm going to have a recording light on so when I'm doing the podcast. At any rate, that kind of takes care of the RSS and podcasting, that takes care of the RSS updates for Peoria. So, again, I just think that's kind of cool. So, moving along, barring any more interruptions here, we're going to go in and talk now about some podcasting tools. And the research department was hard at work. In fact, this particular email came in just as I was finishing up the last show, which would have been, I think, Podcast 115. So it was too late at that point to get this in. And so at any rate, Peggy, as always, has sent me something cool. And she got this off of, I'm not even going to try to pronounce this last name. I'm going to call this gentleman Conrad, and he's got a blog. And it talks about how you really need to look at the blog post. So take a look at the show notes in here. But in a nutshell, what he's doing is using music, and he's having his kids find music that kind of helps describe a scene or a situation, something along that lines, and I think it's neat. I've seen parts of this done in other situations before, but really really kind of cool. And I think one of the reasons Peggy sent this to me is because one of the pieces of technology that was being used in it is kind of slick. Although I've got my concerns about copyright on this, but the link is called MixWit, and you can check them out at MixWit.com. And in fact, if you look at the show notes, in fact, I'm going to encourage you to look at the show notes because I actually tried this out, and basically what it does is it allows you to make a mix tape. Now, I am totally dating myself right now, and some of you, depending on your age, won't have a clue what I'm talking about. But if you don't know what I'm talking about, back in the day when we had audio cassettes, and some of us had dual audio cassettes, or we had a pair of them, and we'd hook them together, and we'd make a mixtape, where you'd take, you know, a tape of, in my day, it would have been Bob Seger and Aerosmith and Eric Clapton and so forth, and we would pick and choose our favorite songs and put them onto a tape of our own. So, you know, that was our way of playing Mixmaster DJ. Today, I just drag those songs over into a playlist on my iPod, and I'm off and running. So it's, you know, not even remotely close. But what's interesting about this is nothing more than the fact that it puts a facade around this playlist of an old audio cassette. So it's kind of cool. And after the show 2 weeks ago, I started trading emails back and forth with Peggy, and my concern was on these things of how are they getting around the copyright, because this is completely copyrighted material. And as I looked at it, it's actually using another tool out there, or another website, I should say. It's basically an index for music, and from what I can gather from this, people are uploading music to some website where you can get to it, and then they tell this service where the song is, and it indexes it. Now, what's interesting, when I went in to make this mixtape earlier today, some of the songs that I came across, you know, I looked for Fleetwood Mac, I looked for the Eagles, I looked for Bob Seger and so forth, and some of the songs I picked, when I pulled them into my my mixtape, they came up as unavailable, which means that somebody got after them and they had to remove them. And so basically, after messing around with it for about 10 minutes or so, I found 8 songs that were still available, and I made a mixtape out of it. And that's what you'll see on the podcast site today, on the show notes. But what will be fascinating to watch is how long will those be there, because obviously they're pointed at somebody else's server out there and they're playing over the web. And if those songs go away, then obviously they're not going to work on that widget. So that's interesting into its own point. But I guess my other concern is this is still a copyright violation, and I suppose at some point in time someone's going to get after them. And, you know, that actually makes me start to wonder, since I'm not hosting the music, I don't own it, all I'm doing is directing you to it, does that make me just as liable in this situation? So it's kind of interesting, but I'm gonna throw it out there for fun anyways today and see what happens. And hopefully no one's gonna sue me over this, but nonetheless, I do see this as something serious on that. Well, I don't know how serious it is, but it's certainly something that gets my attention. So, you know, just something to think about. And the other website on this that I want to share with you is the Online Learning Studio podcast class. And this is built around Moodle. And this is a free class that you can sign up for. And there's guest access to it, so you can pretty much cruise through the class and learn as much as you need to know just by going through it, just logging onto the link and checking it out. And it goes through. It's got a complete set of topics. And I started looking through this today, and there's some neat stuff in here, like all this stuff. But the fact that this person put this out for free, I think is just wicked cool. So you can basically learn a little bit more about podcasting if you're in the notion. And one of the things that I looked at today on there was the MP3 versus M4 audio, and it talked about the formatting in there. So it talked about the ACC format for podcasts, talked about the M4 audio for the podcast, and those are most certainly audio files that are pushing around the Macintosh. And it was interesting because the article that I was reading on this said this kind of the same thing I've said for a while. You can do this, and you can do, in some cases, you can do more with the M4 audio, certainly do enhanced podcast, but you're certainly limiting your audience there. So there are people out there without iPods, although that is the bulk of them from what I understand. And there's people out there who don't have iTunes installed. So it's still something to be concerned about. So nonetheless, it's a really neat site. Check it out. And of course, if you're in the notion to learn some more about podcasting, hey, always check that out. And, send the person running that a note and say, hey, I found this and this is cool. And, you know, if you want to sign up for it, all you got to do is click enroll me in this course so you can sign up for it. Alrighty, on to other items worth mentioning. So let's see where we're at. We are at the 15-minute mark. Good Lord, I'm windy today. See, I didn't say it was going to be a short show. Alright, other items worth mentioning. This one's kind of cool. I was in the process of moving some content from one web server to another this past week, and basically I had a 6-year-old web server I had to take offline because it was, you know, 3 years past its lifespan. So I got to thank HP for building a good box because it's run for a very long time, much longer than it probably should have. But nonetheless, I had to move it off, and in the process of that, since it had been 6 years since I'd built one, I had some permissions messed up, and I got an email from Shannon Murray about my podcast presentation. And what she's talking about is the Say It Again with Podcasting presentation that I have done all over the place. And of course, I've made that into a website. And when I moved Adventures in Podcasting over to my personal web space at seanwheeler.name, I also moved that presentation, and I changed the link on my district website to go to the seanwheeler.name space. Of course, what that was doing was a redirect. If you hit it, it just kind of went click click, and it took you all automatically over there. And with the permissions problem on that website, it wasn't allowing it. I was actually asking for a username and password, which prompted Shannon to send me an email and to let me know that it was asking for a password. So the cool thing is I fired her off an email to where it was living. And in the process of this, she actually told me she was taking a Web 2.0 class from Kathy Schirock, and that's how she wound up going to the website in the first place. So I thought that was kind of cool that Kathy's using my presentation, and that explains where a lot of those hits are coming from. So neat thing to hear. You know, it's always, to me, that's feedback. In this case, it was kind of negative, but it was actually very good because I found out that I had a problem with something. But nonetheless, I also found out that my information is being used elsewhere, and that is probably one of the most important things of all of this, is that we can share information, we can help each other, and I think that's just cool. So it just kind of made my day. What else can I say? All right, moving on. My Web 2.0 class is in the home stretch.
Great.
It is, and Daddy's doing his podcast, so you got to let me finish, okay? At any rate, I got my Web 2.0 class just about finished up. I'm at the point where I'm going to give the content over to a friend of mine to go through and edit, basically fix all my grammar errors, my spelling mistakes, and so forth. And if you've ever read anything I write straight away, it's loaded with that stuff. And so that part's cool. Once that's all done, I'll sit behind the microphone and actually read every bit of that into the mic so the person taking the class can actually listen to the content as well, or they can read it or listen to it or do both. Either way, it doesn't matter. But the one thing that really blew me away last night, got me kind of nervous, is I did a backup and restore, because on my seanwheeler.namespace I also have a Moodle site loaded, and as part of the hosting service, and I decided, hey, I'm going to see what this looks like. So I backed up the class off the Peoria site, pulled it over to my personal site, and tried to do a restore, and I brought some of the content in, but not 100% of it. That got me a little bit nervous, so I repeated the process doing it all on the Peoria Moodle server, and I still had problems with it. I've got all my my books came in, my assignments came in, but my labels aren't coming in, and some of the images. So really, it's got me a little bit freaked out right now. So nonetheless, I'm sure we'll get this worked out. But the fact is, this thing's in the home stretch, and I'm just about done with it, which is exciting for me. So that made me a happy camper. And I apologize for all the interruptions, although they're kind of fun because my little darling's coming in, visiting Dad while he's popcasting. And I guess it's time to just let you know that I'm into the home stretch also on my summer, as I said earlier. The next show will be the last of the summer schedule. It will be on August 10th. And after that, I'll go back on my my standard weekly, unless I can get lucky and go out of town or something like that. So, nonetheless, I appreciate you joining me again. As always, folks, I appreciate your comments and your feedback. You can shoot me a note. You can find me at Sean Wheeler. I'm sorry. Well, you can find me at Sean Wheeler, too. But you can find me at swheeler at seanwheeler.name. And drop me a note. And like I said, I always love your comments and your feedback. And, you know, if you want to shoot me an audio note, that's just as cool. So on that note, it's time to say goodbye. Remember, folks, if it's important enough to say to your class, it's important enough for your class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. I'm Sean, and I am gone. Thanks for joining me today. This concludes another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who've helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music, courtesy of Joe Seibel, who can be found on PodSafeAudio.com. Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software. The makers of WordPress and PodPress, which contains the show notes and creates the RSS feed for Adventures in Podcasting. Frederica Wheeler for welcoming you to today's show. And finally, GoDaddy and My Checkbook for hosting and paying for this site. Be sure to comment and tell all your friends about Adventures in Podcasting. I'm Sean Wheeler. Thank you. Have a great day.